USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The presidential election remains up in the air this hour. Both candidates spoke to supporters in the early hours Wednesday.
Hey, John, the Gov, yeah, the whole team, man. You've done a great job. I'm grateful to the poll workers, to our volunteers, our canvassers, everyone who participated in this democratic process. And I'm grateful to all my supporters here in Delaware and all across the nation.
President Trump.
76,000 votes with almost nothing left. And all of a sudden, everything just stopped. This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Voters in California backed a ballot proposal by Uber and its allies that assures the app-based food delivery and rideshare status as independent contractors, not employees, according to Edison Research. Proposition 22, marked by years of legal and legislative back and forth over a business model that introduced millions of people to the convenience of ordering food or a ride with the click of a cell phone. An Uber spokesperson said it's a win for a new generation of workers who want to choose when and how they work. Opponents saw it as an effort to exploit workers and avoid employee-related costs. Although the presidential election results are not known, President Trump has won swing states that polls said he would lose handily. Ohio, Iowa, Texas, and Florida all favor President Trump. Adding up the states that have been called so far, Biden holds a 238-213 lead with 87 electoral votes yet to be officially announced. A candidate needs 270 electoral votes to secure the presidency. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The lessons of 2016 continue to haunt the 2020 presidential election. Polls can't be trusted, as many projections throughout America were simply wrong. As the presidential election remains in the balance, our candidates spoke with their supporters. Joe Biden, Tuesday night.
Good evening. Your patience is commendable. We knew this was going to go wrong, but who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer. But look, we feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election. We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, it was going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted.
President Trump, just after 2 a.m. Wednesday.
The results tonight have been phenomenal. And we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good. Such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it.
Counting continues Wednesday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.